You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's a beach warning for Lake Michigan from this afternoon through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service is warning of waves up to 7 feet that are impacting Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha beaches. A late-night garage fire Tuesday in Racine caused over $150,000 in damage, destroying a garage, three vehicles, and a motorcycle. The fire knocked out power to nearby homes, but no injuries were reported. The cause is not considered suspicious. A Racine man led police on two high-speed chases Tuesday, reaching speeds close to 100 miles an hour and nearly hitting a squad car. Rayshon Campbell was arrested after the second chase and now faces several felony charges as a repeat offender. A Milwaukee County judge has dismissed a lawsuit that was trying to stop the Buc-ee's Travel Center in Oak Creek. The ruling lets Buc-ee's move forward for their large store and gas station along I-94 near the Milwaukee-Racine County line. Federal flood relief could come if the president approves a disaster declaration requested by the governor. Initial damage estimates show over 1,500 homes damaged and $76 million in public infrastructure losses. And gas prices over Labor Day weekend are expected to be around that $3.15 a gallon mark. It's 14 cents less than it was last year and the lowest Labor Day price since 2020. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers season kicks off tonight in Madison as they take on Miami of Ohio. The Redhawks have a new quarterback who's played for two other schools, Daquan Finn, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
We've watched and know a little bit more about him just because of, you know, trying to look at him a couple years ago. You know, I think he fits what they do in this system more like he did at Toledo than maybe he did at Baylor. I would expect that, you know, you'll see a guy that's pretty dynamic, and I don't just mean in running, but the ability to throw the ball down the field. The ability to create things with his feet, you know, and he's played a lot of football.
NFL, the Packers signed a new quarterback, Clayton Toon, drafted by the Cardinals in 2023. He'll be on the practice squad. Sean Clifford released after two seasons in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Diamondbacks 3-2. The crew without closer Trevor McGill, now on the 15-day IL with a flexor strain in his right elbow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're thinking about heading to the theater, there is lots of new material opening on the big screen this weekend. The Roses tells the story of love and marriage and fierce competition and deceit between spouses. The film is a remake of the 1989 comedy The War of the Roses, which starred Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. The new version stars Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch and is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're in the mood for a mystery thriller crime drama, check out Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. Butler plays an ex-baseball player who finds himself caught up in the criminal underworld of New York City. So far, it's looking at an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for good old-fashioned sci-fi, check out Run, a story about a woman who leaves her husband at the altar and escapes to the woods with her girlfriends. It seems like a normal girls hanging in the woods type weekend until they find one of their friends mutilated and learn Earth is under alien attack. Let's go to the movies. Love it when showbiz stories are Wisconsin inspired. According to Deadline, Netflix has announced that Monster, the Ed Gein story, will drop October 3rd. Perfect timing in the lead-up to Halloween. Playing Gein will be Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam, who played Jax Teller for the 7th-season run of the show. And how's this for a logline? Serial killer, grave robber, psycho. In the frozen fields of 1950s rural Wisconsin, a friendly, mild-mannered recluse named Eddie Gein lived quietly on a decaying farm, hiding a house of horrors so gruesome it would redefine the American nightmare. Ed Gein's story was the inspiration for lots of horror stories and films over the years, including Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs. Sure, we have a few quirky characters here in Wisconsin, but we also have old fashions, beautiful lakes, and great supper clubs. Just wanted to end that beat on a positive. The cast and crew of the new show The Paper got a couple of surprise set visitors recently. The Paper is a spinoff of the show The Office, which is a spinoff of the show The Office. According to Variety, former Office cast members John Krasinski and Steve Carell popped onto the set during the first day of shooting to wish the cast of The Paper good luck. All 10 episodes of The Paper drop on Peacock September 4th. Have you ever been watching watching a movie or TV show and thought, I wonder what it smells like in that scene. Well, a new product might be just what you need. A new AI-inspired 4D device releases various aromas throughout the course of your program. Scents include restaurant, that's kind of vague, ocean, fresh cut grass, storm, new car, gunpowder, racing, fire, and for you Fox News fans, Donald Trump's breath, which is a combination of teeth whitening paste, McDonald's hamburgers, Tic Tacs, and spittle. Only 120 shopping days until Christmas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers around in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures near 70 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On your Friday, mostly sunny, cool, but comfortable with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.